From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants overwhelm Croatia. Leaders in Croatia have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they try to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. Dimitris Avramopoulos is European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
The European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries, trying to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. Chilean officials say the death toll is now up to at least 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake that struck late Wednesday, triggering a widespread tsunami warning. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Gilbert Diendéré told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Burkina Faso is scheduled to hold parliamentary and presidential elections on October 11th. That date is now in limbo. This is VOA News.